stage before, but Durham are right at the top of their one-day game, and this year their chances are better than ever. Better than ever. Join Martin Emerson and former Durham wicketkeeper Martin Speight on 1458 AM, digital radio and online. Our coverage continues with Nottinghamshire versus Durham this afternoon at 5:30 on BBC Radio Newcastle.
Yes, indeed, and the frequencies will split at 20 past five. If you want to listen to Ball by Ball, it'll go on medium wave, do we call it now? AM.
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 1458 AM.
Slap my wrist. 1458 AM. Or you can, of course, stay here with John and my good self, Chloe, until 7 o'clock. At the moment, 20 past four, and it means that it's been a statement on global warming, but if you're walking alongside Newcastle's quayside, you might get a bit of a shock at the sight of six brightly coloured cars floating in the river. Well, they were initially put in the Tyne, next to the Gateshead Millennium Bridge, 2 weeks ago. However, one car sank and three others rolled over, so they had to be fished out the very next day. Now, Michael Pinsky, who's the artist behind it, has been back in Newcastle today to put the cars, which have been sawn horizontally in half, back in the river. And it's hoped they're going to stay there for the next 2 weeks. Well, our reporter, Angela Johnson, has been along to meet him.
Well, I'm on the banks of the Tyne at the moment, and I'm talking to artist Michael Pinsky now about his installation, Come Hell or High Water. Michael, what were the initial problems?
We haven't exactly got to the bottom of it. It could have been one of two things. Either the way it was moored, which we've corrected now by having horizontal buoys that horizontally support the line of cars. So when we get the tide coming out, it's not forcing the first car down. Also, the buoys underneath the cars were slipping around, so each one's now been individually secured. On top of that, we've put an awful lot more floats on. So we've got twice the amount of flotation that we need for the weight of the car. So those three things together, we hope, will do the job. And a few other things as well, but I won't go into all the details.
So tell me exactly what you're doing today.
Well, we're just going to put them in as we did before. Well, we've got a different configuration and we're going to moor them a bit differently. But in principle, we're doing exactly what we did last time and hope that they last for 2 weeks this time and not about 6 hours, which is how long they lasted last time. The only thing that we can't really prevent is large bits of debris coming down river, and you do get tree trunks and things coming down. If they hit the cars, well, that's the end of that car, but that's part of the process of the work. I don't mind if they start to fall apart a bit. As long as all the bits don't end up on the bottom of the seabed.
Now, it's called Come Hell or High Water. Explain to me what the installation's all about.
Well, it's called Come Hell or High Water for a couple of different reasons. Partly, it was a reference to flooding and global warming, and it was also a reference to the fact that we had a very short time to do this project. So everyone involved has had to take a come or hell or high water stance that we're going to get these cars in. And that's our attitude today as well, that we're going to get this working come hell or high water.
So how long will the cars stay in the Tyne for?
They're meant to stay in for 2 weeks. If they sink again, they might come out a little bit earlier. But our aim is to have them in for 2 weeks.
And what kind of reaction have you been getting from people?
I think that the reaction's been really good. When we put them in last time, we had a lot of people watching what was going on. It was quite satisfying. A lot of people thought the water in the Tyne was only about a foot deep, which was quite a satisfying illusion to create. Also, someone said to me, is this art or is it propaganda? And I thought, well, that's a good question. Because I don't like to make a definition between the two, really.
Well, whatever you think of this installation, it's certainly sure to raise a few eyebrows, as I've been finding out.
I think it's a good idea, as long as it's safe. It needs to be safe, obviously, because of the travelling sort of to and fro with the boats and what have you. But if it's safe, I think it's a good idea. It's not permanent, and it's something a bit different.
I suppose it's quite an inspirational idea sort of thing, isn't it?
Proper madness. Proper madness.
Why?
Because it is. Half a car's floating in the river.
Absolute rubbish.
Why do you think that?
Well, who wants to see cars floating in Tyne?
It will definitely be sort of eye-catching. I don't know what, as a piece of art, I mean, what's it supposed to mean?
I think it's unusual and different ways of presenting artistic items.
Everyday items artistically,
everyday,
yes.
Yes, everyday items artistically.
What do you think of it?
I don't know, I'm a bit bewildered with it. It seems a daft thing to do.
That was Angela Johnson reporting on the latest art installation called Come Hell or High Water, which has had a somewhat mixed response from the public. If you were down there, if you've been down today and seen them, or indeed saw them before they sort of rolled over and it all went wrong and they had to take them out, what did you think? Art? Foolishness? Bewilderment? Interested to get your thoughts. Drop us a text, 07786 200 954.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah. I will stand by. My breath away, and I can be.
That was Julio's kid, Enrique Iglesias, of course, and Hero. Hello, good afternoon. How are you this afternoon? Hope you're well. Enjoying the sunshine. You're listening to John and Chloe on BBC Radio Newcastle. It's now 4:30. Let's get the headlines now. Patrick Tyner is in the newsroom.
More medical support for runners taking part in the Great North Run will be provided this year, according to the race organiser Brendan Foster. Four men died during last year's event, including a deputy headteacher from County Durham. A High Court judge has quashed orders restricting the movements of six men made under the government's new anti-terrorism legislation, saying the conditions were incompatible with human rights. Mr Justice Sullivan said the Home Secretary didn't have the authority to impose the control orders. Barclays has announced the loss of more than 1,200 jobs over the next 2 years. The bank says the move's part of a shake-up of its UK retail business. But the reorganisation means more jobs coming to their call centre in Sunderland. It's not yet known how many. Israel has launched an air attack on the Gaza Strip. The target is said to have been a training ground for Hamas militants. Israeli forces had earlier moved into Gaza to try to secure the release of an Israeli soldier abducted at the weekend. Rare and very crackly recordings of two of the Northeast's greatest footballing heroes have been found during refurbishment of a cinema. A dozen records with previously unknown interviews with Newcastle's Jackie Milburn and Sunderland's Willie Watson have been unearthed by workmen at the Tyneside Cinema in Newcastle. Some of the 78s will be auctioned online to raise money for the cinema's restoration. A fairground ride owner almost missed out on attending the hoppings in Newcastle after his permits ended up in Papua New Guinea. Despite Keith James's posting his permits in South Shields, it travelled 18,000 miles before arriving in Nottinghamshire. Royal Mail says it was probably the result of human error. The weather now, broken cloud, allowing a few bright or sunny intervals. Any evening showers will die out to leave a dry night with clear periods. Light winds and a low tonight of 10 Celsius, that's 50 Fahrenheit. High water at Shields Bar will be at 6:20 this evening. And it's safe to cross to and from Holy Island between 9:25 this evening and 4:10 in the morning. BBC News, it's 4:32.
Thank you very much indeed, Patrick. Apparently you're not going to be enjoying the sunshine because it's pouring with rain.
Don't.
It was sunny outside, wasn't it, when we came in?
It wasn't actually, it was raining.
It wasn't, was it?
Yeah. It was spitting.
I'm sure it was sunny earlier on. Never mind.
Today's sporting headlines on BBC Radio Newcastle.
Sunderland's outgoing chairman Bob Murray's been speaking of his annoyance over claims he's stalling the takeover process at the club. Niall Quinn's consortium is finalising a deal amidst reports that Murray has held things up by asking for more cash. Well, Murray has today attempted to clarify the situation. He says a price of £16 million was agreed with the consortium and he's now agreed to reduce that to just £10 million. He'll finally leave the club on Friday after 22 years and told BBC Radio Newcastle Quinn is the right man to take over.
Niall has always been my preferred successor. He knows the club, he knows what makes football, he knows the people, he's lived here, loved it, and he's been very positive about the North East. He understands our people because they're very special.
Wayne Rooney has told his first England press conference at the World Cup that he hopes the team will continue to improve and get results. Of course, England face Portugal on Saturday in the quarterfinals. And Rooney says when it comes to his fitness, there's nothing to worry about.
I think I'm doing good. You know, obviously it's improving every day in training and with each game. And you know.